I'm Mouse. Welcome to the Goostibus. I chose this name for a reason, because there is a wonderful Latin saying, De Goostibus non est disputandum, which I believe is Seneca. And he said, and everyone translates that to mean, there's no disputing taste. Meaning everybody's got their own taste, and you can't really argue about taste. But I choose the more subtle meaning of this, which means there are some things that everybody agrees on. You know quality when you see it. And the same is true of food. And so I want to talk to you today, and Ed wants to talk to you today, a little bit about taste. And then we want you to try a bunch of things, not so that we can tell you what you're supposed to be tasting. That's not important to me at all. What's important to me is that you understand how your brain interprets taste. Because then you can hack this incredible body. This body is this beautiful machine. Taste is one of its many hackable interfaces. And you can reprogram yourself any way you want as long as you know how it works. Okay? I'm sorry, are you having trouble hearing me? Not like I'm not loud enough already. Okay, the motivation for this talk happened when Ed and I and a group of others got a wonderful invitation to a hackathon in Norway. And from the moment we landed on the plane and our host greeted us with Norwegian chocolate, to our visit to Norway's McDonald's, to the time that we got to try reindeer thanks to Dragorn, everybody raved about the food. How good it tastes, how flavorful it was, what the quality was. Everybody just went on and on and on about the food, except me. Now, don't get me wrong. It was great food. It was just fine. But it wasn't, to me, it wasn't anything spectacular. And so I began analyzing that because I analyze everything, and especially when I'm a weirdo and everyone else is the same, I try and figure out why. And it occurred to me that the reason I didn't find it special was because I eat that way every day. And so I began thinking a little bit more about it, and I realized I'm a snob. I'm a food snob. And in my defense, I come by it naturally. So was my dad. And I have lots and lots of stories of childhood relating to food, but I think the absolute best example that'll tell you what I mean, when you guys went away to summer camp and you went away to college, your care packages probably consisted of Pop-Tarts and Doritos and bags of Oreos. Mine contained caviar, blini, and creme fraiche. Yeah. I got a package on my doorstep once that was timed to perfection because the figs were absolutely right, and it contained figs and prosciutto to wrap around them and a note from my dad saying it's particularly good this year. While my mother was content to give us macaroni and cheese and hot dogs, SpaghettiOs and stuff, my dad wasn't. And I think that a lot of my neural programming is different from most people's. And Ed is a food hacker. So she plays with her food. So you want to talk to us about a little bit?
All right, let me just remember to say. Hi, I'm Ed. I'm a stepmom, so I have to cook for kids occasionally, and a husband, and who's a fairly picky eater at times. But I grew up in a lot of small towns around the United States. My father's an agriculturalist, and he grows sugar beets. So I grew up in the sugar industry, and I grew up playing with the food chemistry, and really just, you know, whenever I can, try to make different combinations of food to make things just a little bit more interesting, a little bit more creative. And I like to play with my food. I don't really know where else to go with that.
That's great. Thanks. So, what you're going to get today, you're not going to get a talk on really how to make really cool, interesting, fun stuff with food. What you're just going to get is the neuroscience behind it, and then you're going to get to try the stuff yourself. Okay? So, we'll start with this. Everybody remember this map. You remember probably in either elementary school or middle school, there'd be somebody letting you put like paper on your tongue, and the paper would have be impregnated with something and to see where you tasted bitter and where you tasted sour and you tasted salt. This map is a complete lie. Your taste buds exist in clusters. And on the clusters of your taste buds, there are chemical receptors for everything that you can taste. It's just that they're more dense in certain areas and less dense in other areas, which is why you tend to taste sweet more toward the front of your tongue than in other places. But you can literally taste all over your tongue, and some of them toward the soft palate and the back of your throat, which is why when you drink wine, you should inhale it first, that sort of thing. So when I began researching this talk, I found some very interesting things. The first is that, this is probably going to seem obvious to you, taste is programmed as a result of evolution. And what this means is that you are programmed to prefer the foods that give you the most calories for the least amount of effort. And those are the sweet foods and the fatty foods. Okay? So that gives you the highest bang for your buck. When you taste these foods, there are direct connections right to the brain, particularly for sugar. Sugar is one of the few things that can pass through the blood-membrane barrier, which is why when you go and take an exam, it's always a good idea to have had something sugar, a candy bar or something like that beforehand, because your brain runs on sugar. Your brain runs on glucose. What happens when things that your brain craves, when you're having something particularly fatty or particularly sweet, your brain releases dopamine and serotonin. So you're essentially getting the same exact chemicals as you would get from Coke. And this makes what you eat very important. Because I'm going to talk to you a little bit about... Hold on for just a second. I need to get... never mind. Just a few months ago, maybe not even that long, a man named David Kessler, who used to be head of the FDA under Clinton, decided to find out why he couldn't control his appetite, why he couldn't resist certain foods, and he began researching. He went to numerous food scientists. He went to a number of food producers, commercial food producers, and to a lot of different salesmen, and trying to figure out. And the book is meticulously documented. It's called The End of Overeating, and it's by David Kessler, and I recommend it. It's dumbed down for the masses, but about a third of the book is the documentation and the references, so you can actually read the science yourself. But basically what he found out is in the last 50 years, the commercial food industry has been altering the way that you perceive taste. They have been reprogramming your brain for you. And this scares me. If you buy any prepared mixes in a normal supermarket, if you buy low-quality meat in a normal supermarket, if you eat at any chain restaurant, a Chili's, an Olive Garden, an Outback Steakhouse, if you eat at any fast food restaurant, the balance of fat to salt and fat to sugar has been changed in the food that you're eating. And the texture has been changed. So what's happening now is that when you eat this stuff, you get a very strong hit right immediately so that you begin to crave it more. Have you ever had the experience where you've gone to eat potato chips and you didn't really want them, you saw them there and you eat one and then you eat another, and by the time you've eaten the third or fourth, you want more? What's happening there is that you are essentially setting up your brain to crave this. And the more you eat this, the more you crave. And the really scary part is that the food that you're eating in these chain restaurants is no longer being cooked in the restaurants. It is pre-cooked in the factories, where they inject it with more fat, for one thing. Usually they'll put in a fat or an oil marinade, or they'll pre-fry it, which replaces about 50% of the water with oil. And they also tenderize it in such a way that it doesn't take nearly as long to chew. So you get this massive flavor hit, you get this brain charge that says, give me more, give me more, give me more, and you lose the ability to know that you've eaten. You lose the ability to become satiated. And the technical term for this in the food industry is hypersalient. All of the food that you get, unless you cook it yourself, if it's got more than 5 ingredients, it is hypersalient, and it is designed to get you to crave more. So, what I want you to do today is I just want you to take the time to slow down Okay? Ed and I spent a lot of time preparing this. We want, and we'll answer any questions that you have about it, but we want you to just taste some things. Taste them slowly and figure out what it is you're actually feeling. So the first thing I want you to try, can we open, we need to open the wine bottles. The first thing I want anyone who's over 18 to try. Okay? Bagnoles is a French equivalent to port. It's the best example I know of to explain to people what happens when you pair a wine with a food, because it has an immediate result. This is absolutely unimpressive stuff. There's no reason you want to buy it. It is just meh. Until you pair it with chocolate or with cheese. So I have brought today some Venezuelan chocolate, both dark and light, depending on if you don't like it. And what I want you to do is take a sip of the wine, and then you probably won't like it, or you just won't think there's anything good about it. Then I want you to try the chocolate. I want you to let it melt on your tongue. Okay? Chocolate has to melt or you can't taste it. And then I want you to re-sip the wine. Okay? And just see how it opens up in your mouth. And it really does. It does this. The best way I can describe it is this. I'm not the kind of person that can tell you that this tastes like raspberries and there's a hint of mushrooms. The man I'm married to can, and he's really intimidating to cook for. But I can tell you, I know what I like. And I want you to know what you like as well, and to understand why. So I am sorry to have to tell you that we have to charge a little bit for this, only because we have to recoup the costs. But we were thinking that if you want to do all the experiments, maybe $5 or $2 per experiment, except for the balsamic vinegar, which you can just taste for free. Okay? Is that all right with you guys? I'm sorry to have to do that. If I could have afforded it, I would have. So the question now is, how do we do this logistically? How do we get it to the most of you at the best time? So if someone else wants to come up and help us pour, Stevie, you want to come? Or come up and just help us pour, and we can get more out for everybody at the same time. It doesn't matter if you like or don't like. Everyone has their own personal preferences. One of the interesting things about your taste buds is that there aren't the same amount on from one person to another person. And certain people have really densely clustered taste buds, and they can't stand things like broccoli or anything that's the slightest bit bitter or even highly spicy or salty. And they're called super tasters. And there's nothing, it's just the density of these chemical receptors on their tongue that affects that. So if we can just pour. How many are we, by the way? And I love you all.
I think the answer is many.
Many. Okay, well, we'll just do our darndest.
We are many.
We are many, here is wrong.
So let's pour about, this is about 2 sips worth. Okay with you? Okay, I'm going to move these to the front. And as everybody pours, we'll all move them to the front. Why don't you just come up, anyone who's interested in trying it, come and get a piece of this chocolate. You know what? Let's put it in a cup.
Put it in which cup?
Just stick it in here. And thanks, you guys. I appreciate your doing this.
Of course.
You need a five back.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Anybody can get what would be.
Join the party, Tim. Oh, that's too much.
That's
a little
extra. That's what you call it, a grab and go. You gotta grab it and you gotta go.
Anyone who wants, of course, you'd be welcome to help anytime, you know that.
Such a little port.
Food exchange. For what?
I'll hand. You want some more? Here's my five.
Take a piece of chocolate too, or just the wine?
Take the wine and the chocolate.
Okay.
It's not that chocolate. Wrong chocolate. Wrong chocolate. This is for later, you guys. This is for our second experiment.
Oh, okay.
Miss Chaffin.
So I need four.
Let's put some out on plate.
Four?
It doesn't matter if I'm... I got oat milk and light, but I didn't know what people preferred to this. The other chocolate is all dark. If I could have afforded it, I'd have brought you truffles, because this works best with truffles.
Sure.
Four wines over here.
Four wines over here. I need four. Would you please? That is fine. One?
What do you guys need?
It's okay.
Alcohol abuse.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Venezuelan chocolate, and it's quite good.
We're going to move the line. Guys, half the people go this way, half the go to the left. Make a line.
This way.
Yeah, that's great, thanks. You keep everybody in order for me. But did you get yours? Okay, and I need to...
It's me and her.
Sorry, it's just, I'm trying to pour this quickly, it's kind of hard to pour quickly, and...
I'm just going to go ahead and sneak a few pieces in here for you.
I tried to get more.
I
don't want to run out.
Cable.
Yeah. I don't want to do like a
huge. Paid, step down. If you haven't paid, give me money. Thank you.
I'm out of cups. Here's that right here.
Here's.
So, the
Daniels
is not imported by very many people.
Here.
I need to get a couple of these.
Here's the rest of
the
one for you.
Aaron, did you get yours or both?
Do you want me to keep this box or what?
Okay, then
how many
I
do we have?
We should have plenty of cups. I have
another
one.
But,
I'm going
to
get this one.
Taste the wine first. Just take a sip of the wine. And you'll find that you don't, it's okay, but it's not great. And then let the chocolate melt on your tongue. What?
That's like Manischewitz.
Yeah, it's totally unremarkable. It's just meh. This is called Zanyue. And the other thing you want to try this with is it's brilliant with a sharp cheese.
The other thing it goes extraordinarily well with is a rope or a balloon.
Chocolate?
So, okay.
Someone coming.
We're
going to be your 5 minutes.
Okay.
He's going to have red stained fingers by the end of this.
Oh, it's all right.
It's all tasty.
Yeah, so do you notice it open up? Suddenly it doesn't taste as bad. If we have to, we've got some stuff to
do. Okay.
I know, I'm just... Let's see what...
Can we take them foreign color-coded money that's not for you?
I love foreign color-coded
money. Okay, I'm going to go through that from this.
Okay, I need two over here.
It has hockey players on it.
I know, and hockey players are awesome. Yeah.
Thanks.
They are also chemical receptors.
So
essentially, the olfactory senses are similar in nature. They just don't. They're just not wired to the same parts of the brain. So, but they react at exactly the same time. So, and different. If you look at a brain scan under an MRI when somebody is eating something, you'll see certain portions of the brain light up.
Yeah, there's still plenty.
And okay, good. Just give people more. There's plenty. There's still plenty.
Are those all
the little cups?
Or?
Yeah, I think we've used all the little cups.
Okay.
Are there any more down there?
There's still another bag.
Do you have any more little cups? Yes.
Okay.
There are four. Yeah. Here's cups. Yes.
How's
both of them? That's one massive shot.
We're heading out. We have to go.
Thank you.
Nope.
This is kind of like a mob.
Awesome. Yeah.
At least we got a little bit more organized.
You do.
And
then grab a piece of chocolate.
Grab a wine and a chocolate.
Guys, there would be...
There is no cheese.
No cheese.
There is no cheese. There is only chocolate.
I don't know if that's for this or something else.
Yeah. Cheese is a lie.
What you're aiming for, the rest of it's for
kind of sick that I just picked up that shirt, actually. Cake is a lie.
I'm just curious.
If you guys over here want to come this way, we've got a decent line, too. So if it's
too long,
come either way. They're mixed.
2-for-1, 5-for-all. So if you just want to do this, it's $2. If you want to do each of them, you give us $2.
It tastes like Manischewitz.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
You know what, though? We have a very
Justice?
Yes, they're all the same.
That's okay.
Is that everyone?
Are we good?
You said you got everyone. Okay, we got it.
Yeah.
Everyone good?
We good?
Yeah. Everybody get some?
All right, now I got this.
Hi.
Very nice.
Nothing. No, I'm pretty good.
It's called Bon You. I like it. It's good with chocolate, isn't it?
Okay, well, my password too.
Try the cheese. Try the cheese.
I don't care about cheese.
All through my mouth.
Let me just take the ball.
Just take a photograph, please.
Well, isn't it in the notes? I haven't had any.
Bring it back.
Right when it's empty.
Doodle.
I guess I'm going to sit up here.
Yes, you are. Because we need the help. Okay, next step.
I'm going to paranoid.
We are missing the... So let's talk a little bit about chocolate. Yay! And there was much rejoicing. Chocolate tasting is becoming on par right now with wine tasting. And certain sites, in particular chocosphere.com, which I recommend you all go to, allow you to even purchase the actual manufacturer's tasting discs. This is the stuff that your various chocolateers will send to, or your chocolate plantations will send to chocolatiers so that they can decide whether or not they want to buy those cocoa beans this year. I passed you out, I hope you all have one, a chocolate wheel. In typical DEF CON fashion, something went missing, so I was going to give you flavor notes, which were what experts think of chocolate. I have for you five single plantation chocolates. They are all from the same chocolatier, a man named Michel Cuisel. I use his cocoa beans to make hot chocolate with. I buy his cocoa nibs, I steam them in cream, and then I add sugar to taste. He's one of the world's greatest. And these are his attempt to try and come up with the perfect balance from a single area. So we have Madagascar, we have San Domingo, we have Cote d'Or, which is on the Gold Coast of Africa. We have, there's another Venezuelan, and the fifth one, I can't remember where it's from, but I'll find out and tell you in a second. So what I would like you to do is come and get one of each, and if there's enough, you can have two. I don't want to take any of this stuff home, so if there's enough, whatever we have left over after we're finished talking about it, come eat some more. And I just want you to eat them one at a time and look at your chocolate wheels and just see if you can figure out any of those sort of flavor notes. But here's how I want you to eat it, okay? Oops, we got through the manuals. I want you to look at it first. Is it smooth? Does it have little rough spots? Are there nibs in the chocolate? Or did they grind it completely to a fine powder? Touch it. What does it feel like? Snap it in half. Because you'd be surprised. Stale chocolate tastes very different from fresh. And it sounds different, and you can hear the difference. Smell it, and then taste it. Let it roll around, let it melt, until the fat melts on your tongue. And that's the only reason why they include something like soy lecithin in a chocolate bar, is because that emulsifies the fat and allows it to melt. It has to melt. Then, what I want you to do is check your chocolate wheels, look at any of the tastes, see if you can find any of those flavor notes, chew it for a minute, swallow it, and then see if you can find what the aftertaste is. And then how do you rate it? Okay? Is there any more wine left? We've got... So unfortunately, it's much more like you'll have to have carried your own water or something with you. I'm sorry. But please, come on up and try some of this.
There are two sets, one starting there and one starting here. They're in the same order from inside out or outside in.
You got all this.
Up the sides, go back in the middle. Like this, guys.
Yeah. Grab one from each of these tubs and just go back down.
They have good lunch sticks.
One from each tub and back
to
the other. Thanks, you guys, for coming and for being willing to do this, because I'm so tired of people eating at the Hofbräu House. Vegas is a fantastic eating city, if people would ever leave the Riviera. You'd be surprised. Ask Pantera and Tara, they know. The three of us have been commiserating and trying to get a chance to go out to dinner together. Firefly for tapas.
Yeah.
The steak resident restaurant over in Circus Circus, which is amazing. And Blue Ribbon Sushi. If you're willing to pay for it, you can choose your cut of beef from the meat locker you see as you walk in. They have everything hanging and aging. It's pretty damn amazing. Oh, thank you. Pantera has a few more. Pantera, you want to come? Tell them about some of the places you've eaten since you've been here.
Come up here.
So, here's another food snob.
All right, if you're looking for a good place to eat here, there is Bouchon, which was started by the same person that started the French Laundry in San Francisco, and they have fantastic foods. We had an amazing chicken there just yesterday. We also went to the shopping mall at Caesars, and the main floor is a fantastic kind of steakhouse. And where else do we go? Is it Joe's? Yeah, Joe's. And the service was fantastic, and they had a really good scotch list.
Nobu? I don't know how to get there. You just have to...
You go to Manhattan.
No, if I'm in Manhattan, I prefer Neo for Japanese fusion or Blue Ribbon for sushi.
I'm not that confident. I'm just saying I know Nobu is in Manhattan. It was a bad joke.
Nobu London is my favorite.
Multitasking. Good experience.
And I have no plans.
That's fine.
I do recommend that for Vegas. Sweet. Let me know how you like it. Actually, I do. They're all different.
There's two sections. This one, then that section is the same. But
this is the driver
down.
For this this blue laser pointer. That board will make one of these.
I think you ran out.
Okay. Yes, it's good. By the way, there's some new chocolates here. Cho. Have you been on Cho? We're talking about American chocolatiers. I'm sure you guys all know Scharfenberger, right? San Francisco, very good chocolate. Have you gotten on Cho's mailing list yet? Cho was started by 2 dot-com millionaires who just decided that they wanted to make chocolate. They are still in their beta testing phase. So you join up, just go, it's T-C-H-O, and just sign up, and for $5 or so, you get these little brown barcoded envelopes filled with something, and which they think might be fruity or might be lemony or might be nutty or something else, and then you taste it, and you go back on the website, and you tell them what you thought of it. So if you're interested, Cho's a great place to go. And the stuff's good. It's damn good.
Oh, yes. Pen. You have to intend me. I'm so sick.
Yes, every plate is different. Two sections.
Doodle. Kermit Lynch carries it.
Yeah.
I will post all the things that we've eaten here, and I will include the expert's flavor notes for this chocolate, and so that you can all know. And I will also give you where to get it from and how much you can expect to pay for it. Okay. There's more if you want seconds. Actually, you guys, I'm so addicted to this stuff that not only did I bring it for you, but I brought 5 bars of Côte d'Or, which is another brand of chocolate. I brought 5 bars of Zay bars just to eat during con. So, but because I couldn't touch this. This was more expensive. So I brought some stuff that at least I could eat.
Okay, number one.
You guys wonder why she's so hyper.
No, I'm normally like this. Everybody see real genius? Because I'm 19, I'm hypokinetic, I'm brilliant. Guys are a little afraid. Probably start to think about it and be upset. I got this roommate who drove me crazy. I mean, really crazy that Tigger went in the ambulance and everything, but I don't think that was my fault.
That's the point of the tasting.
You know, great frequency is like that. Random inside. She's the same issue. She has to be very, very careful. Which is why I chose chocolate without nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's supposed to do the skin.
Tastes a little bit like
them. Okay, we're out of cups, so they're going to have to taste the vinegar by dipping. So do we have any other? Okay, so let's put like 10 of those across with this stuff and 10 of those with this stuff. Okay? Yeah. All right. Okay. Every time it goes to sleep, I lose the document. Oh, thank you. If I ever get rich, I'll just pay for this myself. I don't. I would rather have you guys learn this than just have to pay for it. And and keep them separately. You have to keep them separate. Okay. You guys are probably going to think I'm nuts for raving over vinegar. But if you have never tasted real balsamic vinegar, you have no idea what you're getting. The crap you buy in a grocery store, the stuff you get in most restaurants, unless you're paying $50 to $100 a plate, is not balsamic vinegar. Balsamic vinegar is made exactly like wine, except that it isn't fermented. And it is made with high-quality grapes.
Hold on.
And bottles this size of the good stuff are aged 100 years and they sell for $250. Okay? What I brought for you to taste is the best I can afford to share. Okay? But this is the stuff we use on a daily basis. This is the stuff we save for people we really, really like. That's the stuff I picked up in the local Albertsons. I want you to try to take them both. What I've got are spoons for you to dip in them, because you don't need that much. Most people that are fanatics about balsamic vinegar carry it in tiny vials in their purses or in their pockets with silver spoons, and then they dole it out on things. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. I know people that drink it as after dinner drink. This is not what you're thinking of when you're thinking of vinegar, okay? So try the bad stuff first, and then try the good stuff. Okay? Who's... that, okay. So, bad stuff on that side. Wait. Hold on.
We're not done yet. Wait.
Just...
Thank you.
Hold on. Okay.
Hold on. Are we doing bad and good at the same time or two different lines?
Which is easier?
Bad here.
No, this is good.
Bad here.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, so two bads and two goods.
No, we'll do five.
These are the goods, right?
Yes, these are the cheaps. This has got the goods. This is all cheap.
Okay. All right, so we're going to put bad on this side, good in the middle, bad on that side, more good in the middle. Okay, does that work for you guys? And thank you guys. I really appreciate your patience. I know this is kind of disorganized, but they don't give us any setup or prep time.
These are really good.
You just did our thing in there.
Yeah, but
some
not
more
the,
goods.
Okay, these,
not the same
we want bads first.
Right.
So, just dip a spoon in it, and then get a new spoon for the other. We got plenty of spoons.
Hold on, we haven't gotten the bad out yet.
Okay.
See, here's your fifth. Here's your fifth.
Can you tell here's the bad.
That's your fifth good.
This is my fifth.
Yeah.
Your five.
Five goods. I got it.
I need two more goods.
Yeah. Well, got to double check, right?
Six.
Okay.
So one more good.
One more good and one more bad.
Is it bad?
Yep.
This is the bad stuff. This is
that's good stuff.
Good stuff.
The best things to use this in, drizzle it on top of peaches. We mix it in with pancake batter. It's amazing stuff that you can do this. We make a cooked beet, arugula, fresh Parmesan cheese, and I can't remember what else is. Oh, walnuts or pecans salad. That this stuff is just amazing on. But there are lots of recipes that you can use this in, and you only use a very very little. We use about. An eighth to a half of a teaspoon with stuff that we're making. You don't need much at all.
This is the bad.
This is the bad stuff. The first stuff you'll get is the bad. Okay? It's just normal balsamic vinegar that you get in a grocery store. Now try the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's candy, isn't it? It tastes like candy, doesn't it? It's a syrup. Alton Brown, one of the TV food chefs, drinks his out of little glasses like this, little shot glasses worth. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Fresh strawberries. This is fantastic on fresh strawberries or fresh peaches. This is bad. So just pick any bad.
Mm.
I believe that's in age over 20. This is the good stuff. This is about 100 years. No, because I couldn't afford that. I'd have had to charge you like $20 just for the vinegar.
Are these the same?
Both a lot.
Yeah, these two are the same.
Oh.
We set them up both ways.
The bad one is a good one.
Again.
Notice the difference in the...
Yep, sorry. I will put up places where you can get this stuff. I'll put up an entire website, a list of all sources, list of all things. You know, bad. Good.
This way to the egress.
It should be linked on DEFCON. It's the same way, but they age it in steel, and they age it for maybe 6 months, and then they bottle it and stick it in the store. So they can legally call it balsamic vinegar, and it may even be made in Modena, but...
I'm going to start calling it vinegar, because it's not really bad.
Well, if people don't get a chance to know... Yeah.
It has way more surface tension.
Oh, hell no. Home cooking is almost always the best. See, that's the... As long as you buy good ingredients, no matter what you make is going to taste good. And it doesn't matter if you're making homemade macaroni and cheese or something like that. All this stuff that you buy in a grocery store, you used to make at home anyway. And it's just a poor imitation of the stuff you can do just by cooking. That's true. Yeah.
Not that kind of bar.
Did you want to taste?
No, I'm not in love.
You could have some if you want.
You want some chocolate?
I can't remember the name. It's inside of Circus Circus. Yes, you go upstairs and ask for their steakhouse.
This is the bad one?
Thank you. This is the medium. This is the good.
Well, better.
It's one of my favorites.
Not as good.
Not as good.
Yes. Better.
I transferred it home. I'm using the same
I use that to transfer your sticker from my old laptop to my new laptop.
Let's see how it kind of cleans like a syrup.
I have a secret stash of them. I got like 20 or 30 of them stored away.
They actually do.
But you buy differently. Okay.
Wow, that is very different.
It is, isn't it?
I have a question. Oh, sorry. So is vinegar, is this a regional thing, like wine? If I like French wine, I'd like French vinegar?
Real balsamic vinegar is only made in the West. So, we're not eating
it. Okay.
So do you want the real stuff, this stuff, or even this stuff?
I believe we're doing,
the last thing is going to be the Maricopa.
Yeah, we're going to research.
So then I'll show you.
Okay.
So this is the stuff that we buy.
It's
a
miracle.
It's $43 a bottle.
If you're interested, this is the stuff that that you're tasting. Come take a look at the box. We got this at Zabar's in Manhattan for $44. The bottle of vinegar will last for 6 months. It is worth the investment. So you can either pass it around or take pictures and stuff. I know many local good grocery stores carry this because I found it also at DeBruno's in Philadelphia.
I have a question. So, how does it travel? Can you get it from Amazon?
It travels just fine because I threw it in my suitcase without any...
Amazon would probably have this stuff too.
It might. It might. Yes. Okay. Okay. We've only got 10 minutes. We got to hurry, guys. Because now's the fun part.
It's over there.
Okay. So, the last thing I want to do is screw with you. When Ed and I first started talking about doing this talk, this was the first thing that came up that we both thought of at the same time. They're in the outside pocket, a front top pocket.
And then that's good stuff. Which
is the bad?
I think
it's
good, bad,
and good. Bad, good. I'm Dave Cork, screw cap. Take my train of mind.
Yes.
Nice.
Right. So we're going to have to really hurry this one. This might have to be like a mad rush. Miracle fruit messes with your mind. This is a berry grown in Japan. It's very hard to grow. It's hard to get started from seeds, which is why you don't see it much here, even though you can buy them. It's usually sold in tablet form. What I want you to do is take the tablet, chew it up, and let it dissolve on your tongue, and move it around and coat your entire tongue in the back of your soft palate.
Don't swallow until you feel like everything in your mouth has been covered by it.
Say it again.
Don't swallow after you chew up the tab until you feel like everything has been covered in your mouth. The miraculin in it actually physically changes the shape of your taste buds so that all of your taste buds respond to sweet.
You will not be able to taste sour. You will not be able to taste bitter. You're going to be sucking on lemons and thinking it's lemonade. You're going to be eating lettuce and thinking it's candy. When you try sweet things, the first time I ate a strawberry after I'd taken this, I had to spit it out. I'd never tasted anything so saccharine and sickeningly sweet in my life. So come get a tablet and then try any of the foods you feel like trying that we have over here. Grab a bunch of them, grab a plate, put a bunch of stuff on, and we'll all go in and watch the closing ceremonies.
We'll take a tablet over here.
Okay, which ones are which?
Do not take the Miracle Berry tablets until after you are done tasting everything else, otherwise it'll make everything weird.
No, everything tastes like sugar with Miracle Berry, so after you get done with the vinegar and everything, then we'll do the milk. Have you had the vinegar yet?
No. Yes, we had that.
Okay.
We did that already.
Has everybody had the vinegar already back there?
Vinegar?
Yes? Okay, vinegar shut down.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Just want to make sure. We're pulling away.
Oh, that's a bad thing.
So wait, just chew and stir it all around?
Yeah, chew it up till it dissolves and so everything in your mouth is coated by it. Wait a few minutes
plenty of plates.
Go ahead and
fill them with salty, sugar, sour, whatever, and just try it out.
We need more tablets.
I'm gonna go down the line and pass tablets.
Oh, yes, go that way and then pass them down.
And I have more tablets.
Anything, like the grapefruit is really good, and there's some sour candies down there. Are we out on that side?
I don't know where they come from.
She
had like a new MLM every year to be a member of.
It should have been working.
Can you, okay, tell us, what happens if you eat the pizza, the breakfast?
Yeah, I'm good.
Let's see if we can get you another. Maybe that's, maybe. Who needs miracle berries? Yeah, you're supposed to let it dissolve and coat the tongue completely. The chewing is just to break it up so it dissolves more and they can spread it around more. Yeah, let them try the other one. I'm going to wait till you eat it. Goodbye, Tara.
There's a bad smell.
Yeah, let it coat it completely. You want to coat the soft palate as well as
the smirk curry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, it's isn't it?
Have you had, what is that mushroom?
Magic?
No.
Talking?
Well, I probably have, actually. Yes, yes, it's good stuff.
I've got more tablets if people need them.
That kit of those that you can buy?
Yeah.
Right, they're all the same year and they're all the same vintage. And because it's like before, it's a blend.
I don't
want
to buy them.
We're just going to throw off.
Does everybody have a chocolate?
Tell me to think. One guess. Just chug.
Do we have any more tablets or no?
I think we're out of time. Okay, there's a few tablets left for those who haven't gotten
it. If you haven't got a tablet,
yeah, make sure they're broken in half.
And then, yeah, make sure it coats your mouth good. And then
yeah, it's got to coat your mouth. Feel free to take this stuff into the closing ceremonies. Show everybody what they missed.
Are there any more tabs?
That's it. She's got a few and that's it.
Alright, we've got a bunch over here.
So there's more tablets over here, and there's more tablets. Everyone's got tablets?
No. I got this entire line.
Okay, you go. Thank you, sweetie.
We need more cheese.
Yeah,
I got
one.
Yeah. And whatever.
Can somebody grab a little bit of cheese? And I'm taking this one.
Also, I need to bring
okay, who here doesn't have a tablet? Oops.
Alright,
This is a hybrid mug. This is how it works. This is the
yeah. It's all the same stuff in this way, too.
They can last from half an hour to an hour depending on
I forgot to mention, with the miracle berries, I recommend doing the chocolates and or cheeses last because it's creamy and it will wipe it out of your mouth. So do the citrusy stuffs first and then end with the chocolates and the cheeses. Sorry. Also, feel free to retry the vinegars after you do the miracle berry.
Yeah, try the best. Now vinegar.
Yeah. Try the bad vinegar.
Right. You got some of the bad vinegar back over there.
Over there on that side.
I know, check the...
The bad vinegar. That's the good vinegar.
There's some more bad vinegar right there.
Yes, go for it. I'm gonna. All these are the same.
I love lemons and lime.
Yes, it tastes. I had quite a bit.
Well, it's much less bad.
Berries?
We got berries.
We got berries.
They need berries. At some point, like I said, I called.
You can anywhere from $10 to $15 for 10 tablets, and I've been giving you a half a tablet,
so I wonder how they could fall out.
It's about
6 days. Okay, we gotta get out of here soon. I have three things of the good vinegar if anyone would like to take them home. One for you? Anybody else?
Vinegar to go.
Well, you know, one from this side and one from this side.
I'd like to keep it.
I'm gonna make one more. There you go.
It doesn't pay being dishonest for small things.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, there you go. Actually.
Because then you get a reputation and say, no, I didn't do it. They believe you. And then you can talk to them.
Okay, we're going to have to pack up everybody and head to the closing ceremony. So come take us on the quick.
What? Sure. Go ahead. There's nothing on it. There's cheese.
And this is the maker of the chocolate you were tasting.
I
will put up the photographs of the actual bars that you had and each and everything the experts have said for those particular flavors. Okay?
I was still on the boat. But no more. That was way too small.
That was great. You're
pretty cool, isn't it?
You're all very welcome, and thanks you guys for coming.